Chapter 8. Ralph strode from the inn. The sun was bright in his eyes, but his mood darkened as he looked down the road at the crowds milling around the merchant stalls. It was marketing day, a time for families to visit with friends and see what wondrous things had come with Norwich merchants or even from Cambridge. Women argued with butchers, men debated the merits of one tradesman's wares over another's, and laughing children ran around the legs of all. A father holding his laughing son caught the crowner's particular attention. He rubbed a hand over his eyes. Senior was right. Although he loved his daughter to distraction, he had yet to remarry and produce an heir as he'd promised his eldest brother. Fulk's wife had long been barren, yet the man refused to find cause to divorce her, a choice that had warmed Ralph's heart for just an instant. And in that regrettable moment of weakness he had given his word that he would produce the requisite legitimate heir, as long as his next wife was of his own choosing. Ever since he had found innumerable reasons to avoid keeping that ill-advised oath. The problem was not in making his choice of wife. He knew the woman he would ask. But approaching his friend Tostig for permission to marry his sister made Ralph tremble like a virgin on the wedding night. He had grown to love Githa. Indeed, he adored her too much. A cloud passed over the sun, and the daylight faded to match his greyer mood. He'd already suffered rejection from the last woman he longed to marry for more years than he dared count. First, she had chosen another over him, then God. As for his late wife, she'd been a good woman, but there had been no love between them. She had died birthing their daughter. He shook his head and concluded that it was not only prudent for him to reject ties with all women, they were wise to avoid him as well. In silence, he complained to God.